This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
What's going on, everybody?
Hey. Good morning.
How are we?
Outstanding.
Better. I'm feeling a little bit better. I'm still a little hoarse. I still got mucus running out of the nose at unintended times, but I feel like I'm on the way to recovery, so hopefully my voice will not be as annoying this morning as it was yesterday.
Sounds better already.
Does it sound a little bit better?
It does.
All right. Well, it is a Wednesday, and it is 6:02. And if you would like to call and you would like to be a part of the show this morning, anytime over the next 4 hours, you can do it on the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-764-WAAF. That is 617-764-9223. Or if you would prefer to text with your comment, you can text on the text line, which is 97107. And today's weather, total and utter whiteout conditions are on the way. But the good thing is it looks like you are going to get safely home and through the afternoon commute before the snow starts to fly.
Jinx.
Is that a jinx? All right. I can't even give the forecast without jinxing anything. But it's going to start sometime between 7 and 10 p.m., and it looks like 1 to 2 terrifying inches of snow will fall before it changes over to rain or freezing rain.
Nice.
Or such.
Skating rink for the commute tomorrow. Yeah.
Tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning will probably be a bit of a miserable get to work day. But of course, the snow will be worse north and west of the city.
The Siberia of Massachusetts.
Yes. The target zone, the ground zero of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So maybe 3 to 6 inches of snow falling north, and maybe even west of the city. But that is an update on the forecast. And here is a text from the western part of the state that says, Greg, your voice is annoying when you aren't sick. Just saying. So it's annoying when I am sick and annoying when I'm not sick. Let's see. Oh, here's a text that says, your sick voice is still 99% better than up-talking Natalie's
voice. Leave Natalie alone.
Yeah, leave Natalie alone. What did she ever do to you?
Seriously.
Well, she talked.
What did Natalie ever do to you? We got a lot going on the show this morning, including a nerd report from our chief nerd officer, Angry Mark Hsu, at about 7:50 on today's show. And there has been a nerd standoff that has been reported by news informational services with police and a nerd-related subject. So we'll get to that at about 7:50. And at 8, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back. So you can leave a Hillmail voicemail message right this moment or anytime up until 8 on the Hillmail voicemail number, which is 617-779-5463, 617-779-5463. You leave a voicemail message, and we will play your messages back coming up at 8. And this is Dan up first on this Wednesday morning. What's up, Dan?
Hey, Greg. I think everybody owes LB an apology. Apparently, he's some sort of soothsayer.
Yes.
Or future teller.
Yes.
Because I read this morning that they found plutonium in the Grand Canyon. I read it last night.
Hold on. I must go immediately to the Google machine and look this up. Plutonium in the Grand Canyon. Where did you see this, sir?
It came up on a couple of my social media streams.
Yeah.
And it said that people have been exposed to it for the past 20 years.
That was the story that we were talking about, the uranium that they have been exposed to.
I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about plutonium. I thought it was very ironic.
No. The irony was we were talking about the uranium that was found there. Then the plutonium was brought up. And then, there are many who are trying to find a way to go back to the Grand Canyon and file some kind of a lawsuit or something like that and get their $10 back. Or do they charge? Do they charge to visit the Grand Canyon?
To stand on the deck that is pretty cool though.
Well,
they have the little you get your little knick-knack shop.
Yes.
And then they put a patio that goes over the edge of the Grand Canyon.
Well, the big thing used to be to take the mules down, to ride the donkeys down into the Grand Canyon. But I'm sure now that some sort of a social justice warrior has determined that donkeys don't like having humans on their back and that...
The donkeys have unionized.
The donkeys are now, they have a donkey union?
That's right.
Yeah.
An ass union.
I got to bring up Amanda and Allison.
Twins.
The Greek Eos. Islands, Eos, riding up the switchbacks on Yeehaw. The donkeys.
Uh-huh. Now, was it Amanda or Allison who had the sad duty of riding donkey-wise? Which one of them got to ride the donkey that is you?
It was Amanda.
Oh, Amanda.
That had to deal with my full-on... diamond cutter boner in the back while
my Lord.
We were riding
what
up.
Is,
well, it was I, the donkey. You, the donkey. You, you know your. You know the bumps and
yeah.
The,
yeah.
Gets you know.
I mean, is that a strap in my back?
It's like in your car. You know, if you're in your car and you hit the right bump, the next thing you know,
really?
You're like,
I mean,
boner.
It's a fact. Guys get 11 boners a day.
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah, I just didn't know it would happen with a speed bump. That's good to know.
Yeah, yeah. You hit the right bump in the road.
Yes.
I don't want to give away any proprietary information or trade secrets, but when you go to the clinic for the ED test,
yes.
Is that what they do? Do they drive you over a speed bump?
I don't think they do that. I don't think that's one of the things that they do up there.
They got 9 speed bumps in the parking lot.
I don't think at the Northeast Men's Clinic they are driving their patients over a speed bump to get them erect. But, I mean, maybe. Who knows? Who knows? Obscure reference, 617 texter, yes. The Brady Bunch did indeed take the mules down the Grand Canyon. I believe that was a 2 or 3 episode series arc.
Was that when they found the ghost town?
Yes.
Was that ghost town episode?
I think it was,
Shane. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I think
very
it was.
Very exciting.
Yes.
Except for Cousin Oliver. I hate that guy.
What?
Very exciting.
He ruined that show.
To find a town with nobody in it.
Yes.
Riveting.
You know, I once discovered a ghost town when I was... No, I'm being serious. When I was a counselor at Camp Thoreau, I believe I've mentioned many times that one of the... most memorable summers of my youth was being a counselor at camp, and I took a whole bunch of campers on a trip to Pettix Island in Boston Harbor. And it turns out, I don't know if it's still there or not because this is 20 plus years ago, but it turns out there is an old prisoner of war camp on Pettix Island.
Oh, that's still there.
And we kept. How do you know it's still there?
Because I saw, I don't know, like Chronicle or something.
They did a
whole thing on
it. So they kept like German prisoners of war there on that island in World War II. It's kind of creepy.
Wow.
It's kind of creepy when you go there.
I think those are now $28,000 a month apartments.
I don't know.
They gentrified Pettix Island.
I don't know about that. All right. It is 6:11. And if you would like to join us on the show this morning, you could call on the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-764-9797. 800-919-2223. In just a moment, we will get to today's irrational fear. There is a local breakout of the Noro.
Oh, no.
And we'll give you the details on that. And there is about to be a new feline who can be crowned the world's wealthiest cat.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, so we will get the details on who is about to be named the world's wealthiest cat coming up along with the rest of today's news, and that is next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Actually, I think it would be inappropriate if I were to ask Danielle to vapo rub me at some point during the program.
Only if I can use gloves.
Or maybe like one of those brushes that you use to baste meat or to put some kind of a marinade on meat while it's grilling. Oh, maybe you could do that. Then you wouldn't have to actually.
We got one of the silicone ones, the spatulas.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to actually touch me. It is 6:23, and today's weather, it's going to be fine during the day. Hold on. I think it's sponsored. No, I think we're okay. It's going to be fine during the day today, but the snow is going to start to fly at around 7 tonight, maybe a little bit later, so at least you will get home without a cluster F of an afternoon commute. And it looks like most of us will get 1 to 3 inches of snow before it changes over to freezing rain around midnight or so. And then that means that the commute tomorrow morning will be difficult. There are some in the northern area, maybe not even the western area, but the northern area, who could potentially get 3 to 6 inches of snow by the time this little mid-February storm is done.
Gotta salt, people.
Yes, salt it.
Salt it up. You can never have enough salt.
Well, that applies to food and also to the snow.
Salt bay.
Wait a minute. Here's a 978 text. It says, Greg, you should try the Vicks Vapor Rub tissue paper. Apparently they have the Vapor Rub on the tissue paper.
I've seen tissues with it. Yeah.
How does that work? You lay it on you, or
no? You just when you're blowing your nose, you kind of inhale the Vicks without having to do all the topical application.
I had literally a hour long coughing fit at midnight last night that woke me up.
For the whole house.
I couldn't stop coughing. It was just a disaster.
Working out.
All right. I'm trying not to. I need to go. You know, I need to clear my throat, but I'm trying not to do it on the air. We're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8 this morning, so you can leave one of those right now on any topic. Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. That is 617-779-5463. Here's a text which says, Greg, are you going to talk about your tweet on the Fox 25 sex tape during the news? Yes, we can talk about that.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
On my Twitter feed, I shared a video of a live news report on Fox 25, and it sounds like somebody was running some kind of like a home porno or something in the background. I don't know what was going on over there. Control room issue or a reporter hit the wrong button on the laptop or I don't know what happened.
That feed from another video came up
during
the report, and it turns out it was there was a coyote, an injured coyote. I think it was in West Roxbury.
Oh.
That was running down the road, and a woman was videotaping and saying, oh, fa, 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 fa. No, okay. No, keep going. Please keep going, like to the coyote.
Oh, to the coyote.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was a live video news report that was going to be played later.
Later, and they must have fired it too soon. But it was the way yeah. it came across, pun intended,
was great.
Hysterical.
Yeah, it's like you hear the woman going, saying words that cannot be repeated on the radio or should not be repeated on Fox 25 News. All right, well, that's good to know. Also, speaking of videos, many of you, and I really, really, really appreciate this, many of you shared the video, the Nest camera video of the father who is attempting to step into his young child's baby-gated enclosure.
Play area?
What do they call it? Well, not play area. They used to call it playpen.
Yeah.
I haven't had a kid who was young in 20 years. Yeah. So a playpen.
Greg, it's a pack and play now.
And the guy takes a complete header when his second foot gets caught on the baby gate. Great. That's exactly what happened to yours truly when I broke my ankle and needed screws in it and had to be on crutches for 4 months.
Did he take the kid out?
He didn't hit the kid.
Okay.
But the guy slams his face into into the side of the thing. And he immediately turns around to make sure that the baby is okay because he's panicked that he's going to get yelled at by the wife. So, anyway, thank you for sharing that video with me. I think it was Barstool that had that yesterday. Here's a 508 text that says, Greg, speaking of Fox 25, I stumbled across the beautiful Jessica Reyes on Bumble.
Why are you going to text that in and blow up the girl's spot, dude?
Yeah,
now she's not going out with you.
Yeah, now she's not.
What is wrong with you?
I can't believe.
How about privacy? This is why I don't use dating apps.
Yeah, I know.
Because people narc you out.
I can't believe Jessica Reyes would be on Bumble. I mean,
does she need to be on Bumble?
That girl could crush the dating game all day long.
Yeah,
she
seriously.
Has no problem.
Yeah,
dudes are like, being at brunch with her and Katie Thompson is a nightmare. Because actually, it's entertaining because dudes just fall all over themselves to like look at them.
Do they?
I'm like, these are my blonde friends.
Well, wait a minute. No attention to you. That's what
I put out the vibe. I put out the protective vibe.
Danielle.
Like, don't talk to my friends.
Oh. I mean,
listen.
First of all, Katie,
yeah,
who is just like me, her adopted home country is Maine, and we discovered Katie because of the shovel video, mm-hmm. and we didn't even realize that she was a listener of the show. She does an extraordinary job on the social medias on Instagram.
Yeah, she's really good.
She kills it on Instagram.
She's so fish.
She what?
She's so a fish. Very official.
Okay. That sounds like something Natalie would say.
Well, that's why I said it that way.
Speaking of Natalie, a texter says, by the way, you were talking about Cousin Oliver at the start of your show. Natalie, the uptalker, is the Cousin Oliver of your program.
No, she is not.
Let's see.
How dare you.
What else do I need to mention? There was something else that I wanted to mention. Now I can't remember what it was that I wanted to mention. Greg, are you going to mention that Dr. Phil is doing a smiley face killer episode today? I did see that yesterday. Dr. Phil, I can't do my Dr. Phil voice because I'm sick. Dr. Phil will be doing a special smiley face episode today, so make sure you watch that. All right, it is 6:30. And I see on my computer screen that Scott from Weymouth hates to call the show twice in 2 days, it says. And he has 2 points and he needs 20 seconds. I'm not giving it to him.
Thank you.
Oh,
so,
all right.
I'm tired of being accused by people of having some kind of an insider deal with Scott from Weymouth where I let him on the show and people can't stand him, and why do I do it, and what's wrong with me? So, Scott, you're listening now. You'll hear in 7 seconds on hold that you're not coming on today, and you should just hang up. Call back next week. Call back in March.
Yeah, move along. Nothing going on here.
If you need to get something out, write yourself a blog or something like that.
Oh, jeez. Can you imagine what that blog would be like?
Or tweet it, whatever you would like, all right? You were telling me in the office, Danielle, that there is a company that is in the news today because they did a four-day work week experiment, and it worked extraordinarily well.
It did.
When it came to productivity and stress reduction.
Yes, I think LB might have called it in this case. We know he's a big proponent of the four-day work week. So it's a financial services company in New Zealand. And back in November, they switched over from the conventional five-day work week to the four-day work week, and they had two universities actually monitoring how it turned out. And as you said, it was a massive success. The workers were 20% more productive on the 4 days they were at the office, so the company did not see any drop in the total amount of work getting done, even though people were working fewer hours.
Huh.
The staff stress levels dropped from 45 to 38%. Work-life balance scores soared from 54 to 78%. The CEO of the company said, "This is an idea whose time has come. We need to get more companies to give it a try. They'll be surprised at the improvement in their company, their staff, and in their wider community."
The Swedes started it. The Swedes do four 10-hour workdays.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the extra 2 hours, but you only work 4 days a week.
No one cares. Do you think that this would ever fly in America? Do you think that there are companies that would do it?
I think it would, but I think people would still work at home.
You think so?
On their off time.
Yeah. Well, at least you don't feel the obligation to get up and get going.
That's true.
And to go somewhere. I mean, that would be nice if you had every... Now, listen, before you start texting in, I know I take a few Fridays off or whatever it is in the summer, one or two Fridays. And
you're amazingly happy during that time.
It's only because they forced me to burn vacation days. But, I mean, I think it would be... I think it would be a good thing. I have a friend whose company gives unlimited vacation time.
Yeah.
It's unlimited.
Yeah.
And you want a vacation day? You take a vacation day.
Paid?
I mean, yeah. Unlimited.
Do they find that people naturally find a cap to what they're like? People don't take advantage.
They're still held accountable on how they have to perform and numbers that they have to hit and things like
that. Cool.
But they have unlimited vacation.
Yeah, it's genius.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
People work their nuts off because they're going to take tomorrow off.
They work their bag off
over at the Greater Boston Food Bank.
They do.
That's what they do over there.
Good people.
Yeah, yes, they do. Hello, Chad.
Hey, Chad.
What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to get on and bust Scott from Weymouth balls that I got on instead of him.
Yeah.
Because he's a douche.
A texter says that I should charge him to come on like advertisers. Like if he wants to come on.
That's a good idea.
You should have to pay by the minute.
Yeah, you can donate to the Greg Hill Foundation.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Ten beans. You want to come on? $10 to the Greg Hill Foundation.org.
If he had a job, that would work out. Yeah.
Well, his mom would probably cough up for him.
By the way, speaking of the foundation and work and all that stuff, I just want to put a plug in for an event that we are doing Monday. The Next Generation Board of the Foundation has organized an event which is called Next Gen Network, and it's happening at the City Winery here in Boston.
Good spot.
And we have two panels. If you're somebody who is into bettering yourself and to gaining some hashtag knowledge.
That's what I'm all about.
Yes, LB, you seem like a big networker.
I got to get over
I think you'll like this event. We have two panels of really, 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 really smart people, really, really, really successful people, and it's only $25, and that includes food. Always very important to me that food is included in the price of an event. And you will be able to interact with some of the Commonwealth's most successful business entrepreneur type people. So, and the panels, the first panel is building relationships for business. And the second panel is building your own personal brand. So, if you'd like to go, there are limited tickets available. I think the thing is going to sell out in the next couple of days. You can just go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org. And we have Eventbrite and such all the things that you youngsters are into, the Venmos and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And you can join me. I will be hosting the panels, and it should be a good night on Monday night.
Do you have Venmo?
I do, yes.
I enjoy sometimes if I have to go in and make a payment to someone scrolling through the general feed. People are very creative with their emojis and their reasoning for payments.
Yes,
and it always
yes,
cracks me
yes.
up. It's constant entertainment.
Yes, it is. It's like a social. It's like LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Has become a social media platform, the same way that Venmo has. I mean, it's brilliant.
I forget who it was now. The other day, someone in one of my social feeds said, LinkedIn should have. They should have a dating app that's more focused like LinkedIn so that professionals can meet each other. And I was like, what are you talking about? They already do that on LinkedIn.
That's what
there's
it's
no,
for.
There's no boundary.
I love when the business hardos lose their mind on LinkedIn and they share like a 12-paragraph post about how LinkedIn is not for X. Like they say, you know, those of you who are on this platform to share information about your private life, that's not what LinkedIn is for. Well, LinkedIn is for whatever the users want LinkedIn to be for. Relax.
You know, I'm not on Facebook for this exact reason.
Right.
LinkedIn is professional.
Relax.
I'm an executive.
Do you know what today is?
What?
Hold on, I have to turn the iPod on.
Oh, Jesus.
Because I am suffering from the flu. I am behind in my mental capacities this morning. Okay, today, which is February 20th, is National Cherry Pie Day.
Ooh!
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is. So... I don't know how you feel about cherry pie. Where do you rank it when it
love
comes
it.
To... You do?
Really? I love it.
It's too sweet for me.
Oh, see, I love that.
Like, it has the gooey syrup
style. Right. But see, that mixed with a huge dollop of whipped cream.
Oh, I thought you were going to say ice cream.
Oh, that too. But I love the whipped cream with the cherry pie.
Really?
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Not my favorite pie. I'm certain that many of you love it.
What if we converted it into a one percenter's dream and made a... Luxardo.
Cherry pie.
How much would that cost?
That's what about putting? Why don't you make a Manhattan pie and put some bourbon in there? Make a bourbon sauce for the Luxardo cherry pie.
Oh my God.
Challenge accepted.
I thought of a super creative drink the other day that some sort of a restaurant ought to create because it's Girl Scout cookie season.
Right. Mm.
I was thinking that somebody ought to make. Hold on a second. I have to figure out how I said it. The what do they call the
Samoas?
Yeah, they ought to make
the inappropriate ones.
They ought to make a samosa, which is
a
samosa version of a mimosa. And that other chick would absolutely
love it.
Remember how Natalie was talking about the what is she like the cider mimosas or whatever because
yes.
it's fall.
Yeah.
She would love the. Samosa. The samosa.
Obscure samosa office reference when they go to the Diwali party, I think, and Michael is eating the samosas, the Indian food, and he thinks they're s'mores, and he's like, these s'mores are terrible, and Carol says, those aren't s'mores, they're samosas.
All right. Hold on a second. Shannon is on the Framingham Ford studio line. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Okay. Get some Vicks Vapor Rub.
Well, I've asked Danielle to rub me down, but I think I'm going to have to go with Monkey because Danielle's not.
Oh, dear.
She doesn't sound too enthusiastic. What's going on?
I wanted to mention every now and then when I make brownies, I take a can of cherry pie and I put it in with a brownie.
Oh, that sounds
wait a
really
second.
Good.
That sounds good.
Wait, so you take like the cherry pie mix or whatever
the filling,
and put it into the brownie mix.
Yes.
Whoa, that sounds great.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
it is.
Awesome. Awesome.
Really good.
All right, thank you. Yeah, this is the point at which this show has arrived at. We have lovely older ladies like Shannon calling in with recipe tips.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay?
I
just want to
thank
you. It's taken 29 years for me to get to this point.
You should have a Greg Hill Foundation charity bingo tournament.
No. we should have a recipe contest, and then I could put out
a bake-off,
and a bake-off, like they used to have the Good Housekeeping bake-off, or the Betty Crocker bake-off, and then we could put out a recipe book at Christmas time.
Oh my!
And raise money for the foundation.
I love that.
All right, it is 6:42. We have got to get to the news, and we will do it next. Well, I haven't had a chance to mention it yet, but there is big pending guest news on this program.
Really?
Yes. And there's nobody better than this, as we learned with Moose Soup Lady. There's nobody better at working an email or perhaps late night phone conversation relationship than Mark Hsu. Mr. Hsu has been in deep contact with Jan Broberg. Yes.
What?
The subject of Abducted in Plain Sight. And we spoke a lot about this documentary last week because it is disturbing in every element. And Jan is, of course, receiving countless interview requests. However, is looking at appearing on this program next week.
Hopefully.
So, hopefully, yes.
I felt weird. It felt like I was creeping on her, and like she's been creeped enough in her life.
One thing that I will say is that when you were sending the voice messages to her in the alien voice, I thought that was going a little bit.
That's not even.
That's rude.
That's not true.
You must go on the show in Boston. Or else your entire family is going to be abducted by aliens.
Our planet depends on it.
Yeah, I mean, that was going a little too far, but I appreciate it in the attempt to get the interview.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. let's see. Here's somebody who says, you have to watch Foxcatcher on Netflix. Been there, done that. Watched it this weekend because I was sick. Extraordinary. If you haven't watched it yet, Foxcatcher on Netflix is about a member of the DuPont family who was really into supporting U.S. Olympic athletes, and he allowed them to live on his massive estate, a couple thousand acres, and became obsessed with some of the wrestlers who he had living there. Weird, creepy, eccentric, rich guy, and he ended up shooting one of them.
Right.
And highly recommend that you watch it.
Is this a documentary or is it the
documentary?
Film?
Documentary. Yeah. There was a film about it, starring Steve Carell.
Yeah.
But the documentary, they have some amazing footage, like crazy footage from the property, and the guy was one of these guys who became close with the local police and bought them their bulletproof vests and let them shoot guns
Big
on
hero.
The property. And so it's somebody says it's been out for a while. But, I mean, listen, I said yesterday I have a mission to watch every single thing that is on Netflix before
I die.
Well,
you only got so many hours in a day.
Right, Craig. LB.
Okay.
I mean, I got to.
Come on, people. Lighten up.
I have to eat. I can't spend every single second watching Netflix.
We should do some kind of bracket on the worst possible things that there are on Netflix for you to watch and come up with a top five list of things you need to bang out right away.
Maybe we haven't done a bracket in a while, and of course March Madness is right around the corner. Maybe we should do a best documentary bracket or something like that. I don't know.
It's going to be all Kevin Hart movies.
Come on.
No, all Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah, all Adam Sandler.
Because you love Adam Sandler.
All right, we got to get to the news, and the news this hour is brought to you by
MyPillow. We all know Hillman loves his MyPillows, and we know you will too. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code WAAF to get 50% off the 4-pack special, 2 premium bed pillows, and 2 go anywhere travel pillows. Visit MyPillow.com and use promo code WAAF to save. Well, the Department of Public Health has announced that a third child in Massachusetts has died from flu-related illness. They've said the child was a female from Middlesex County. No other identifying information. Last month, there was a 12-year-old boy from Milford that passed away and a 4-year-old girl in Framingham that we lost a few days after that. So they say that this year's flu season is pretty much mirroring last year's flu season. And they do want to remind people that, A, it's not too late to get a flu shot if you're so inclined. And, B, peak flu activity does tend to go through March. So we still have a ways to go.
No, I mean, listen, you know, I'm Exhibit A over here. You know, I'm in great shape, and it takes a lot to bring me down.
Mm-hmm, I know.
And I mean, I've
been pillar of health.
I've been struggling since Friday morning at 6 a.m. when we started the show with this flu. So
remind me, do you get a flu shot?
No, I don't get a flu shot. No, because I feel like, why would I go and put the flu into my body? And but then maybe I should. I don't
you
know.
You just bring the sick into the studio.
Yeah,
I get one every year. I've never had a problem.
I just get everybody sick in the whole
germ factory
in all of Entercom.
Well, the shots only work, what they say, 40% of the time.
Yeah, it has its strains like and everything else.
I think they said that.
I love when people bring out the stats.
Right.
Okay, so would you want the other 40% to die?
Well, I think that they said
the flu shot. You should get the flu shot.
I think they said that this has been one of the least effective flu shots in the last bunch of years.
I love the people that will put down a ton of money, like on the underdog on a football game, and be like, "Yeah, well, I'm probably going to lose it anyway, but they won't get a flu shot because it only works 40% of the time." Like, that doesn't work. Well, neither does your gambling strategy, Brad.
Yeah. And there's this will scare some. There is a breakout of the Noro at Boston College again.
Yes.
Now, I think it was in 2015, they had a massive Noro breakout at Boston College. There's only 3 cases that are reported over there today. Is
correct.
That correct?
And there's a little controversy going on because initially the health services department had said that there wasn't an issue with Noro, and they sent a big email out to everyone on campus. Now they've followed that up with another email saying, we were just kidding. The Noro is back, so be careful.
Well, I would like all fraternity mixers canceled for this weekend so that the Noro isn't spread.
Don't go door-to-door at Hillsides.
That's
right. Stay in your dorm rooms.
All right. Here's somebody who says, I am spouting fake news about the flu shot. What? I mean, what fake news? They have said that this... Did they not say that? Did we not report on the story that it was one of the least effective flu shots?
We're not saying don't get the shot.
Yeah, no,
we're
get
just
it.
Saying it might not be effective.
I mean, people get crazy about the shot thing.
Yeah.
You know, this is what I try to do. I don't believe, I'm talking about Advil, allergy medicine. I just banged my microphone. Sorry, I'm getting all worked up over here. I'm getting all worked up. I don't like to take stuff and that it's medication and put it in my body. I just don't. That's just me.
Except
for the Z-Pack. Occasionally,
yeah, I do the Z-Pack.
You notice I haven't got one yet.
I know. Well, it's viral. So
I was
work.
my a good friend of mine who will go unnoticed, unmentioned. His girlfriend is in the medical industry, and she offered me a Z-Pack.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.